Well, actually, it was a summer in Beijing. It was an internship, and it was an internship that gathered students from 8 universities of Hong Kong. And that summer in Beijing, actually, during nights, we just watched Friends together, like the American drama. I would say that most of our spoken English or our ability to listen to English was learned at that time, because we get so used to the spoken American English, and that triggered us to think in English as well. So after a summer, although the place we stayed, the city that we stayed in is Beijing, a Mandarin-speaking city, but we learned a lot of English at that summer, and we actually speak to each other in English as well. Yeah, so that was a very intensive training and practice, but yeah, that's it.
What is your most memorable English reading experience?
English reading experience, I would think that is during the exchange program in Toronto, actually. And because we have been staying in Hong Kong, that we are pretty used to like reading English textbooks, but reading English newspaper is a totally different experience, because in Hong Kong you're mostly more used to like reading Chinese newspaper. Of course, we read South China Morning Post as well, but that is like the most major English newspaper. But in Toronto, there are all different kinds of English newspaper, and there is a homework actually required us to write a paper based on the some current issues, or at that time the current issues that we have to discuss, like how is the trend related to some management issues. So that is like one of the times that I think like reading English newspapers can actually like really relate to my studies.